So how are we talking today, you and I? Are you on a cell phone that's linked to a Google account that's linked to something else, or how are we speaking?
I'm on a smartphone over Wi-Fi that then navigates the cell phone towers and then digitizes that, and then it gets to you, and you undo all of that packing at the other end for your device though.
Right, because I'm speaking with you on Skype, which is
right.
Voice over Internet Protocol, right?
So, yep.
So in a sense, we're using something that's relatively new as well. Since I'm talking to you via Skype and you're talking to me via something that works for Wi-Fi, it's a completely new and innovative way that two people can talk.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing. This kind of interaction and integration of different technologies is what we're seeing happen at an increased pace. And so what happens when that same capability goes to your 3D printer, goes to all of the devices in your home, goes to all of the billions of other devices that we're soon going to put connected to the Internet? For example, today we have about 2 billion connected devices on the Internet. We estimate that in about 30 or 40 years, we'll have 1 trillion connected devices on the Internet. That's just a staggering thought. So we're turning the Internet into kind of the nervous system for the world with all our smartphones as edge points and sensors for that global system.
Technology is becoming more and more a part of our daily lives and allowing us to connect with issues and events happening not just around our community but around the world almost instantly. How is this rapid development of technology affecting people and their ability to influence social change?
Well, I think the key is that our, you know, human beings, our brains have evolved to operate linearly and locally, right? When you see a bird in the sky, you can extrapolate where it will be. But it's hard to extrapolate the exponential growth in a population of fish, for example. And so if you go back, say, even up to 100 years ago, anything important happened to us, happened within about a day's walk. And yet today, something has happened in Tokyo that affects us in minutes. And I think fundamentally, technology is moving so quickly, it's outstripped our own ability to keep pace with it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. So earlier this year, there was this video calling for the arrest of Joseph Kony, the African war criminal. It went viral, and the Occupy movement has also used video and social media to go to really get their word out. But it seems the buzz surrounding both of these issues has kind of subsided. So with this technology innovating and changing how we learn and interact about these issues, can it really truly be used for social change on a global scale, or more so, how about a local scale, like just up the street?
Well, I think we'll figure out how to use it for both. And I think, frankly, the more appropriate use of it is for the local stuff at the moment. The problem with the global stuff is, you know, what they call politics is local. So if I can get a hold of something that's a global thing, I don't know how to manifest it. And we don't know how to take the change, say the Arab Spring or Occupy Wall Street or the Tea Party movement. A lot of kind of steam and hot air about it, but we haven't figured out how to translate that into real local outcomes. And I think that's the gap that we'll bridge over the next 3 to 5 years.
And so you're talking about how it's more on a local scale, about how innovative technology is helping these local communities and philanthropic groups maximize that ability to engage people on this level that may not have been possible, you know, 5 or 10 years ago.
Right. So I think the key to this is the fact that the cost of technology and the cost of innovation is at an incredibly low level. You're familiar with the XPRIZE Foundation. They just did an automotive XPRIZE, $10 million for the first car to do 100 miles a gallon with no emissions, right? 156 teams competed for this, and it was almost won by a team of high school students out of Philadelphia. And this is something that a major lab and a government-funded ton of money could not accomplish, say, 5 or 10 years ago. And yet a team of high school students came almost won it. So I think that's what the opportunity that exists at a local level, where small teams can pick up technologies, integrate them in interesting ways, take big risks that large companies or large organizations can't, and really implement something interesting.
They're using possibly like iPads and iPods and computers and things that are already available to them that have already been kind of pushed down the line to a typical consumer to really affect this social change, right?
Exactly right. And the democratization of technology, while technology is moving at a fast pace, the democratization of it is also moving at a pace faster than we've ever seen before. Like, for example, If a farmer in Africa with a smartphone has more information capabilities in his hand than President Clinton did 20 years ago. That's kind of a staggering figure. imagine the capability that exists in that person's hand in 2 years or 4 years or 8 years, right? And it's kind of amazing that we can get to that level of innovation. And that's something that brings a kind of magic that we've never seen before.
And so as this technology continues to advance, I mean, do you see this kind of dropping off, or is there going to be more important things on the horizon that will continue this you know, skyrocketing increase of technology in how we work with each other and within our community?
Well, I think it's actually, in terms of will it continue, I think it's actually just the beginning. I think what we're seeing is it's actually starting to accelerate. What we're seeing is the pace of development itself is starting to change so quickly, because every time you make something one order of magnitude cheaper, it means another order of magnitude of people have access to it, and that much more innovation comes out of the pipe. And so this is a point in time that we've simply never seen before, where so many people have access to so many tools and can innovate so freely. Somebody with an iPad with all of the apps and the drawing tools that are available is an easy example.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
You're very welcome.